I'm Bella Tommy, I'm 16 years old. My campaign is called Give Autism a Chance. When I found out that less than 15% of adults with autism are actually in paid employment, this is when I realised that something really needs to be done about it, because these people just aren't being given a chance. My brother Billy was diagnosed with severe autism at the age of 2. He couldn't talk at all and he used to make strange noises. When I used to bring friends back, I used to feel quite scared about what they were going to think. He finds it very difficult to communicate with people and quite difficult to make friends. I don't know, he can't take jokes, like sarcasm he doesn't quite understand. But he can still do a lot. I mean, he's number one in the world on Mario Kart Wii, which is incredible. Quite a few people with autism that I know have these outstanding talents, which they're just incredible at. There will be no more rain, and the beauty of all things is uncovered again. And we are... About a year ago, I went to my brother's school play, and I was just watching all the kids and thinking, actually, you know what, these children are really, really talented. That's when I first realised that people don't see autism how I see autism, and I need to change people's views. I've had an idea that I wanted to set up a pop-up cafe running for one day and just going to be run by people with autism, and hopefully that would prove the point that they can work in society and that they are really capable. Finding a venue was very difficult because we were looking to do it without having to pay, and we wanted a central location. So we were looking all over central London. I looked at several venues. I was really struggling to find a venue and a team of volunteers. I think that was particularly stressful for me, and there was times, I'm going to admit, when I thought, oh no, it's going to go wrong, and if I didn't pull it off, then the whole campaign would kind of flop. My brother motivated me to keep on going when it did get hard. I looked at several venues and couldn't really find the right one, and then Clerkenwell Kitchens came along, which is where Billy's Cafe was hosted. We had artwork around the walls, which was all done by people with autism. We had bracelets made by people with autism, which were being sold. Within the cafe, we can show off a range of different skills, such as waitressing, managing kind of the accounting kind of side of it, and obviously cooking the food. Some of the volunteers that I spoke to about the cafe, they were like, we've never been able to find a job. And some of these guys are late 30s and they have massive dreams and they're just not being able to achieve them purely because people are looking down on them almost.
Bella, can we have one quesadilla, please? I'm Andrew DeBosch. I'm 23 and I was one of the volunteers in Billy's Cafe. Well, I have Asperger's, but obviously very high functioning. But I think I mainly get affected with memory. I have, you know, bad short-term memory. Sometimes I can sort of lose track of what I'm trying to say, lose my words, and not be able to express what I'm trying to get across to someone. You know, it can be in my head, but trying to get across to someone sometimes can be difficult. I was delivering plates of food to tables, taking orders. It did get very, very, very busy, and I think things got a little bit complicated and things went a bit wrong, and yeah, can get a bit nerve-wracking at times, but I think I try to keep my cool, and I'm just running around, you know, in my own zone and just getting things done that need to be done, you know.
Definitely for me, the most emotional yet amazing part of my campaign so far is when at the cafe, Harry, one of our volunteers, was offered a job interview. I've got loads of ideas lined up. I've actually had a few meetings already to set up a permanent Billy's Cafe in London where people can go and work, and then we're going to help them find a job. I'm also looking into going to America next year or at the end of this year to set up another Billy's Cafe venture over there, because obviously this is a worldwide issue and so I want to take my campaign worldwide so everyone can understand that people with autism do need to be given a chance.